Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's a beautiful day in Edmonton. January the 6th, 2020. We've got a great episode ahead of us. We've got some very famous personalities that are joining us today in the studios. Our objective today is to have a casual conversation with a working man with the entrepreneurial spirit, someone that's dedicated, that is committed, and also is an investor as he's putting on his day gig. And in any event, it's a surprise guest. Stay tuned. I'll do a formal introduction after a short break. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome back wherever we are across the world. I'm so excited and thrilled to have Mr. AJ Kular, as well as known to many across the world around YouTube and on Facebook, DJ AJ, well known. He's also one of the pioneers and great friends of mine that are really hyped up and in the field of real estate. He's down low, but he's up ahead in the game. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome him to the show. AJ, welcome to the show. How the hell are you today? What brings you into the studios today?
I'm good, Rashad. Just came and thought I'd come and say hello. And haven't seen you in a while, so I thought I'd touch base and see how things were.
Well, that's great. Look, you got to speak up a little bit because people across the world, your voice is going to be across the world. People are going to be looking after you, looking for your advice. He's a little bit of a shy man, so give him a little bit of a break, because AJ, tell me more about yourself. Like, what are you doing these days? You know, how's your work with the government, and how are things going on there?
Yeah, work is good. Currently, I'm working at the government of Alberta in the Sheriff's Department. Been there for about 9 years now.
Okay, great. And what does that do for you? That gives you what, stable income?
Stable income.
Okay. How are your benefits?
Yeah, benefits are good. Health benefits are there. Pension,
yeah,
so secures my future.
Great. So all of that, so what AJ is trying to tell you is that he's got a day job that pays for his basic day-to-day needs. So during my show, I always talk about, make sure you have your day gig, and you know what, you keep on working on your dream, you're working on your retirement, AJ. So in his case, he got started a few years back, and when he got his day job, and he was very uncomfortable, not so sure on if he was going to invest in real estate or not, and then he started hanging on with some hustlers and shakers and movers in the province. And then AJ was very, very excited to learn about the opportunity. So what he did was he took upon a job at the Sheriff's Department and took that as a benchmark. Imagine that as a trampoline. So someone that's jumping down and you feel like you're not going anywhere, but it's going to bounce you back up. And that's what AJ did. He went out there, he got himself a mortgage, and he started thinking about investing in real estate. And, you know, from that point on, AJ, what was your inspiration? What inspired you to get into the game of real estate?
Just a stable future, an income that's going to take care of me and my family 40 years from now, 20 years from now.
So you'll have a day job that helps you generate your pension, and then you created your real estate portfolio that will allow you to bring in some additional monthly income. Okay, so that's great. So what would you tell a young person that's trying to be a young hustler or a young entrepreneur or someone that is trying to do? Should they be waiting? Should they get into it? Or what do you think about timing?
It's never too late, never too early to actually invest. I recommend that, yes, everyone at a young age should invest in real estate as a set of benchmark for their future, for their families, well-being, for their retirement.
That's great. Yeah, that's good. What do you think some of the challenges are? Like, what did you find that when you were trying to buy a house, what did you, or for your first real estate investment property, what did you think that was biggest struggle for you was?
The biggest struggle at that point was essentially, obviously, gathering the cash to be able to put a down payment down.
Okay, and how did you overcome that? You had a day job, and I'm sure you came up with the savings
and came up with other ideas to make income, such as DJing on the side and multiple incomes.
Very nice. So if you were to go forward, and let's say if a guy was to buy $200,000 worth of condo, you're looking at 5% down, you know, it's not a lot of money, right? And
no.
So is that doable? Is that somebody
absolutely, if you plan right and have your focus on one task at hand, and 100% you can come up with them funds directly for a percent at any point, as long as you stay focused.
So your vision would be to what? Do you want to have, let's say, 3, 4, 5 units in the next 10 years? And what do you want to? You want to hold and sell? Or do you want to hold and hold? Or do you want to hold, improve, or sell? Or what's your strategy?
My strategy is essentially just invest in as many possible places as I possibly can. Increase the number of units that I have in my name to ensure. Again, it's rebuilding assets for yourself.
More right. No, that's a good thing. Again, the whole time I like to tell people is that he's got his day hustle. He works every day. He's got his game. He's got a game plan in place. So the point here is this. It doesn't matter where you're at in life. You got to start somewhere. And whatever you decide in life, you got to move forward. You got to think, plan, execute, have a proper vision, have an execution strategy in place. So, you know, AJ is a very young man. And he's smart, he's intelligent, he's making the right choices, he's made his move at very young age. So it doesn't matter what your hustle is, you always got to have a grand vision. So AJ, tell me more about, you know, some of the problems that you come across in terms of, you know, if there's ever a mechanical issue or maintenance issue, how do you work with that? How do you handle some of those problems with your tenants?
The best way to start is, first you got to determine if it's a crucial emergency that needs to be addressed immediately versus a issue that could be taken care of within.
So
light bulb versus a furnace issue. Or a furnace issue or a flood.
Yeah. Especially so do you have like contacts, you have handyman that you talk to?
Or? Absolutely. You have a certain few people in your contact list that can
respond
on a reasonable amount of time at a reasonable rate. And they respond. Essentially, they're doing one man does it all.
Yeah, you got to find a couple of guys that are able to help you out. So it's not too much of a big issue.
No, not at all.
Right. So the returns are there in the long run. Do you think you should lock your mortgage rate or do you keep it flexible? What do you look at in your world?
Personally, I had two of my condos. I had one as a fixed and the other one as variable. Now the prime rate has increased. They increased prime rate, so therefore my interest rate also went up, and I saw.
So you took a balanced approach. You one locked it, the other one you kind of kept it at where it was.
Exactly.
Okay. So what's your vision here in 2020? Are you looking to buy something, sell something? You know, there are a lot of people out in the world looking to make some moves. What's your advice? 2020. What do you want to do?
Again, it's the start of a new decade. I think that it's never too late to start somewhere, a place where you're comfortable, a place where you feel that it's a good start.
That's awesome. Well, matter of fact, thank you so much for joining me today, AJ. I'm going to tell my audience and my listeners that we have 100x growth system that talks about personal way of living, lifestyle. It talks about actual fitness and defense. In my view, a lot of people have a lot of money across the world, but they have no system of health. They have no system of defense. So when I incorporate the system 100x growth system, it talks about health, vitality, defense, and things that are collectively in terms of human success and that you can pass on your success to your next generation. So that being said, AJ, we've got a great platform that we're going to start launching and various investment options for multifamily, for retail, for hotels, for infrastructure. And again, sometimes there's limitations for anybody that comes on in real estate world and not knowing what to do, how to do, who to get, where to get. When you get into an actual investment platform, we're pre-registering. We're not selling securities. We're not selling any of that stuff. We're pre-registering, creating the interest and making sure that we have adequate amount of people on board. And once that is established, we will be reaching out to pre-qualified, accredited, and non-accredited investors and introducing this concept in a platform to raise capital across the world and where you can own part of real estate. So again, thank you so much for joining me, AJ. Do you have any last comments or what are your thoughts about the show here?
No, I think it's great. Thank you for having me on board and spending a little bit of time with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Good night, good evening, good day all to you. Happy, happy New Year's and happy 2019, 2020. All the best to you.